The 1996 indie classic, Girls Town, directed by Jim McKay, returns in a stunning 4K restoration from Film Movement. Co-written by McKay and its cast, including Lily Taylor and Brooklyn Harris, the film follows a group of friends grappling with the death of one of their own, confronting sexism, abuse, and the struggles of young womanhood. Celebrated for its raw performances and collaborative script, Girls Town remains a powerful landmark in feminist and independent cinema. The performances in Girls Town are raw, heartfelt, and brimming with authenticity, a hallmark of 1990s independent cinema at its finest. Lily Taylor, Brooklyn Harris, and Anna Grace bring an immediacy and emotional honesty to their roles that felt deeply connected to the film's collaborative roots. Watching this restoration is a reminder of a bygone era of indie filmmaking and an era that I miss deeply, when films emerging from Sundance had a low-key, unpolished kind of quality that prioritized sincerity over sheen. Today's indies, I feel, often feel overly slick and aspirational, focusing on the lives of the well-off. Films like Girls Town, Slacker, Go Fish, and Clerks celebrated insular communities and their unique stories. These films, though modest in scale, resonated widely, finding audiences across the country and fostering a sense of shared connection through their rawness and relatability. The strength of Girls Town lies not only in its performances, but also in its writing, which captures the voices of its characters with a striking sense of authenticity. Shot on 16mm film, the movie has a tactile quality that draws you into its world. Its grainy textures and natural light evoke a sense of intimacy and immediacy. The medium enhances the raw emotion of the story, making every frame feel grounded and alive. It's a beautiful reminder of how the physicality of film can elevate storytelling in a way that feels deeply personal and enduring, and it can definitely elevate smaller films. It's a shame that Girls Town has been largely lost to time, its raw power and cultural significance overlooked for far too long. This restoration is not only overdue, but it's essential, offering a chance for both new and returning audiences to appreciate a film that still feels urgent and necessary. What's even more disheartening is how the politics at the heart of Girls Town, its exploration of sexism, class, and the struggles of marginalized communities, remain as relevant as ever. As we navigate an increasingly fraught and divisive era in America, the film's themes resonate with a sobering clarity. The re-release is not just a celebration of a lost gem, but a vital reminder of the power of independent cinema to challenge, provoke, and reflect the world around us. And now on to my interview with director Jim McKay. I'm so excited to talk with you. I mean, as an indie filmmaker myself and someone who grew up on indie films of the 90s, like Slacker, My Own Private Idaho, Clerks, and others, but for some reason, Girls Town wasn't even on my radar. And when I saw this restoration, I was angry in a way that I was just now seeing it. It's an impactful film, and it feels relevant to our times and maybe even more relevant.
Well, thank you for saying that. And you know, I think with the re-release happening now, the 4K restoration, it's I'm having a lot of conversations about that, about how it's still relevant. That's trippy, because when it first came out in 96, I think a lot of people were saying, oh my god, I've never seen these issues dealt with like this. And I don't know, I was kind of thinking, well, it's not that, I mean, it's, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of the inspiration came from Riot Girl stuff, fanzines. But, you know, great if people thought that, that was certainly cool. But now it's very hard to stay positive these days, without a doubt. But when you do, now you put this out at this point, and, you know, that came up like, oh, but it was, the conversation was more about people who saw the film originally and their daughters or sons who came to see it, and a whole new generation, and saying it's still relevant. But now I feel like 2 years after that, it's even less about that, but it's more about, wow, these issues, we've actually gone backwards on so many of these things from even 30 years ago.
So there's a really interesting idea behind the production of the film. I'm curious if you could dive into that and just talk a little bit about how the film came to be.
Back in the early 90s, I was doing small little music videos. I had made a 50-minute video documentary about a group of men in nursing homes called Lighthearted Nation. but I hadn't made a fiction film, but I had this idea for this movie, and I had not gone to film school. I had not written a script. So the idea, of course, having to do with young women was also completely outside of my reach on many, many levels. I had studied a lot of stuff. I had read a lot of feminism of that era and earlier, but you know, I knew I needed to do some work if I was going to try to make a little movie. So I moved up to New York. I had been living in Georgia. I moved to New York. I started studying acting. I started saving money. And after about a year of acting, I thought about this idea of doing the film by having an improvisation workshop with actors and kind of writing it with people who had had the experience of being a teenage girl directly, and who were smart, who were great actors, but who were also smart people who could kind of play a part in the writing of this film. So we did that. I cast the actors. We did a workshop. It kind of was start and stop, the whole process, over the course of a year. And we'd get together, and I had written an outline for a story, and we started with that outline. We had character sketches, and then we would just, we would go and we would improv scenes, and then we'd do another take, and then we'd sit down at a table and say, like, what happened there? This was good. This was not good. We should go in this other direction. All sorts of stuff. It was very, very, it was a beautiful process. And then, you know, we finished the workshop and had 700 pages of transcripts with which to write a script. And then the script was written, it was rewritten. All the actors who took part in the rewrites as well. And then, you know, I started off with $30,000 in cash and a bunch of credit cards, and we shot the film in 15 days in 1995 in the summer. And it was cool. I mean, it was one of the greatest creative experiences I've ever had.
What's up?
Yeah, she loves
him.
There you go.
So, like, even though we're gonna be apart next year, always be together like this.
Let's all do something fun, huh?
What do you know about any of my friends?
You got rude friends.
I do not have rude friends, man. I got nice friends.
No, he didn't. Uh-uh.
Some guy talked to your girlfriend, your mother that way. I think you'd have a problem with that.
Yeah, but I ain't got no girlfriend.
That's a big surprise.
Look, why don't you just sit down and we'll have a little talk about
whatever. No, I don't think I want to talk to you, all right?
Subvert the patriarchy.
Real good.
Real good. All right?
Fugitives from the law.
What's next? Y'all be wearing colors, pink bandanas.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Y'all was, like, representing for all of us, man. You know how proud I felt.
I know to stand up for what I believe.
Oh, and what is that, Angela?
You still think I'm a jerk, right?
He apologized.
Oh,
he listened to me.
He's probably listened to his
voice. I've known you, I've been friends with you, and I don't know practically anything about your life.
Everything's gonna be so different.
This ain't no 90210.
The new 4K restoration of Girls Town is now playing in theaters around the country and coming to VOD and Blu-ray soon. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LeBure.